It's that time again. Yeah. Ya la hora. You know, power hour. Ponle atención. Class is in session. Tune in for an hour, maybe more. That's a blessing. Learn from the captains and the leadership. Bleed from religion, because them churches never teach them shit. Everything you learn for your benefit. Line up online is a requisite. Never take a deficit. Yeah, that means you take a loss if you spray from the wave. You get that understanding if you study every day. Apply what you learn and bless when you pray. It's one interpretation, man, it say what it say. Ya viene el tiempo. Entra para el templo, aprende del maestro con talento. La Biblia es el centro, usando a Israel como instrumento. No te pierdas en doctrina como viento. Estudia y ora y aplica. Tiempo para Dios, ven, hace una cita. Escritura dinamita, morenos y hispanos y israelita. Oye cómo explica Israel unido en Cristo para la vida. Nunca se divida. Tune in, it's the power hour. Learn your family history, don't be a coward. Yeah. Tune in, it's the power hour. I said learn your family history, don't be a coward.
Your history is the earth, it's the power hour. You'll never hour. Tune in to your history, you know that it knows your story. Power hour, you'll never hour. You don't know your true history, love hour, power hour.
Hey, shalom, shalom, Israel, Most High in Christ, blessed, happy Sabbath, welcome back to the Power Hour. I am Officer Zarah.
Soldier Raphael.
Soldier Zarishadar.
All praise to the Most High. I'm glad to be back on. It's been a while. I've been sick, man. Then my wife had a daughter. So, hey, been kind of
congrats, sir.
All praise to the Most High. Thank you, man. Thank you, sir. All right, so all praise to the Most High. So for the past few weeks, you know, a lot of things has been going on in the news, you know, I guess the gossip sites, things like that. And so I've been seeing, of course, a lot of Will and Jada Smith, right? A lot of us has been seeing that in the news, pretty much what he had did. You know, a lot of people probably already know what had happened. And so I know a lot of people probably already tired of hearing about it, of course. But I kind of wanted to peep something, get something out of that whole situation. And, of course, we're on the outside looking in. You know, we don't know all the details of what's going on in that relationship or that household, but the things that were, I guess, put out in the public, we're going to hit on those things, right? And so on the media sites, you know, I've been looking, and one of the words that had came out was succubus, right? Succubus. That was one of the things that had peeped, you know, I had peeped, and they call her a succubus, right? And so, Othania, can you pull up that first link for me? Succubus.
That sounds kind of scary.
Succubus. It's a demon in female form said to have sexual intercourse with men in their sleep. Any demon or evil spirit, a strumpet or a prostitute, right? So it says a demon in female form, right? Said to have sexual intercourse with men in their sleep. Any demon or evil spirit, right? So let's keep that in mind. Go to the next link for me. Succubus, right? Succubus. It's an evil spirit. It says unusual cases of a succubus. That's the next link. Unusual cases of a succubus, a cultural phenomenon manifesting as part of psychopathology, right? Succubus is also known as a demon female lover who approaches males in their dreams to have sex. This is the phenomenon which is rarely described in psychiatric literature. It is more identified as cultural belief in different religions. Scroll down for me. It says, we report the two cases diagnosed with schizophrenia who reported this rare phenomenon of succubus as part of their psychopathology and discussed the phenomenon of succubus, right? So let me see. Succubus is understood as a lilin demon in female form, a supernatural entity that appears in dreams to seduce man, usually through sexual activity. The descriptions of the same can be traced back to the folklore of medieval times. The male equivalent of this is known as incubus, right? So you can have a male and a female version of a succubus, right? A male is an incubus, right? And so when we're reading these definitions, of course, we can think about certain people that had these certain traits, right? You know, a lot of people we have dealt with in the past had these certain traits where they want to just use men or use women, right? So we're going to go into more details about this, right? It says many anthropologists and psychologists believe the explanation of succubus and incubus to be supernatural explanations for sleep paralysis. Go to the next link for me. Go to the next link for me. Go to the next link for me. It's the one with the monster.fandom.com. Hey, can we all read that for me?
Make it a little bigger. It says succubus are powerful female demons who use their sexuality to appear through the dreams of victims, usually young men. They then seduce and prey on these victims, slowly draining their souls with each encounter. Their male counterpart is called an incubus. They are often associated with Baobab. I'm not sure what that says.
Just skip over.
A vampire with deer feet that seduces men and is afraid of iron.
So this is kind of like a folklore demon, right? And it says they then seduce, they prey on these victims and slowly draining their souls with each encounter, right? Okay. So that main part right there, slowly draining their souls with each encounter. So a lot of times like when they had mentioned this, they mentioned Jada Smith as being a succubus because she has, drained the life of Will Smith, as you can say, because there's videos of him looking depressed or completely out of it. After pretty much her antagonize him, right? There's videos of it. And so there's ways of him acting differently in public, you know. Right. You have something you want to say?
No, I'm just, you know, listening to you, basically, because his spirit has been pretty much entrapped by her.
Mm-hmm. And so I know it's kind of weird because we're going to get some more details out of it. I know you heard of, like, Willow Smith and how she has write a letter to Tupac about her wanting him to be alive so their whole family can be good and the mama can be happy. It's a lot of stuff going on in that household. And so it's pretty much based off of Jada Smith because she's the one that's running that household and how she the one that spread everything to the kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if you want, y'all could give me Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. A lot of times we read this scripture in the truth, you know, even in the world, right? And we base it off our kids, but let's read this.
This is the book of Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it.
Scripture says train up a child in the way he should go, right? So if you think about the movie Coach Carter, right? Coach Carter, when he was out there in the movie, he made sure that he set the kids in order, right? The only way you can train up a child the way he should go, you have to make sure the coach is already set in place and he has his things already set in order, right? You have to know that he's going in the right direction, right? So when Coach Carter, when he was out there, he trained those kids, you know, it was like a young youth, you know, that their minds wasn't right, but he was able to set them in order. So it's the same thing. When we train up a child in the way they should go, the parents have to make sure that they're got their stuff together as well, right? Give me Sirach chapter 42, verse 11. Sirach chapter 42, verse 11.
This is the book of Sirach. Chapter 42 and verse 11. Keep a sure watch over a shameless daughter, lest she make thee a laughing stock to thine enemies.
So it says, keep a sure watch over a shameless daughter, lest she make thee a laughing stock to thy enemies. Read.
And a byword in the city,
mm-hmm.
and a reproach among the people, and make thee ashamed before the multitude.
So the first part says, keep a sure watch over a shameless daughter, right? So there's a video out there of Jada Smith talking about how when she was younger, I guess her grandma, whoever it was, her guardian, they were letting her, I guess, and show her how to touch herself or something like that when she, at a very young age, right? And so the scriptures right here letting you know that you have to keep sure watch over a shameless daughter, lest she make thee laughing stock to thy enemies. So, of course, you have to think about the childhood, the repercussions that come from that, from her learning how to please herself at a young age. And so that's what – think about all the trauma that she has and how she's going to put that on her husband or her kids as well, right? So guess what? Now they are laughing stock among the people, among the public, right? You know, when black people look at that whole family, we're like, hell no. Nah.
Yeah, it's
like
ridiculous.
Something's completely going wrong with that family. Something is completely wrong.
You know, you by teaching her such a thing, you as a mother teaching a daughter that, I mean, that child has no discipline, really.
Right.
No inhibitions to doing anything whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 'cause if my mom was going to teach me how to pleasure myself at such a young age, you know, that's ridiculous, man. You know, that child grew up without any form of reservations to doing anything.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, so...
I mean, that child would think that pleasure is the best thing to do. You know, whatever pleasures me is what I should do.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole message, yeah. Yeah. That's crazy.
What's that, Ezekiel 44?
Yeah.
44?
Mm-hmm.
Grab
like the scripture, of course, say like don't give the pastors like the water and all
right.
That. Don't
give
brought, no,
yeah.
Because Jada, she the one running the house,
right?
So if she's running the house and she's out of order when she was coming up, then of course the kids. The scripture say it, the kids is going to be out of order. Ezekiel 16:44.
Gotcha. This is the book of Ezekiel, chapter 16. And verse 44, behold, everyone that useth proverb shall use this proverb against thee, saying, as is the mother, so is her daughter.
As is the mother, so is her daughter. So just like you were saying, officer.
Hey, Raphael.
Yes, sir.
Talking to the mic, sir.
Just like you were saying, officer, when Jada was growing up, she was sexualized, right? She was learning all these things. And look at her household. The boy thinks he's a woman, right? All of these things is happening in this household, and that's them leaning on their own understanding as well.
Right. Even Hollywood itself, too, like the evil communication with Hollywood, right, letting you express yourself, letting you do what you want to do, right? Not the parents not being there, you know, the guidance and what they're supposed to do, right, going contrary to God's laws, right? You could pull up that next link about the Black Widow spider, right? Black Widow spider.
Hey, let me get the scripture for.
My bad. Go ahead.
Sirach 30. Is that 36? We're in what? 36:25. Because you know, the woman is running the family, and because she doesn't have a husband who is a good guide to that family, now that whole family is amok right now. Read that for me.
It's the book of Sirach, chapter 36 and verse 25,
Where
no hedge is.
So the hedge should be for protection. You know, that the husband should be there to protect not just his wife, but also his children, because they're on a path of self-destruction as it is right now. Go ahead.
There the possession is spoiled.
So the possession, which should be his family, his wife, his kids, they're spoiled, because what fruits is he going to get from how they're living their life at this moment? He's not going to get anything good out of it. He's going to have his son is effeminate. His wife, she's crazy already. The daughter, she's just as crazy as the mom, and going to be multiplying that on a even greater level. You understand? So there's that the whole family has been destroyed because what? Will hasn't taken that role of being a man and protecting his house, protecting his family, ensuring that, you know, those crazy things that we're hearing right now is not occurring. Those things are not taking place, you know. So it's a terrible situation right there.
Right. This article says deadly black widow spiders feast on males after mating with them and liquefying their prey. I know y'all pretty much heard about this, right? Black widow spiders are notorious for their powerful venom and gruesome mating habits, which sometimes involves the females killing and eating the males after procreating. There are 31 species of these spiders. Scroll down. They live solitary lives until the mating season comes around and it's time to pair with a member of the opposite sex. The spiders are named after the predilection of the females for killing their male counterparts after mating. The females often eat the males after killing them, with scientists speculating that this act provides them with a source of protein, right? So it's kind of funny that, I know y'all probably won't, why does this have to do with me? You know, Will and Jada Smith, but as you can see, it has a lot to do with it, because she's really destroying that man, publicly humiliating him in public, right, on the show, and having him there talking about this entanglement, what they got going on, but he's just sitting there, you know, it's just a lot going on. So I want to get Sirach chapter 9, verse 2. Sirach chapter 9, verse 2. And so you might ask yourself, why did Will, you know, go on a stage or whatever and slap Chris Rock, right? Why did he protect his woman, speak up for his woman after getting talked about, right?
This is the book of Ecclesiasticus, chapter 9 and verse 2.
So Will Smith is mentally gone, right? So let's read this, Rock 9 and 2.
Give not thy soul unto a woman to set her foot upon thy substance.
So scripture says, give not thy soul unto a woman. So Will already has done that already. He has gave everything he has to that woman, right? He already said that he's not going to get a divorce at all. So if he's not going to get a divorce, she already know that he's in it. Like, she can do whatever and he's going to still be there, right?
Yeah.
And it says to set her foot upon thy substance, right? So jump to verse 6.
Verse 6. Give not thy soul unto harlots, that thou lose not thine inheritance.
That thou lose not thy inheritance. So guess what? After he slapped Chris Rock, guess what? He has issues with trying to get booked, right?
Right.
Getting blackballed. Maybe he might have that in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
All because he wanted to come up and support his wife, right?
And it hasn't been confirmed, but I think his TV show, they said it's not going to be renewed.
Okay. The Bel-Air? That was a good show.
Yeah, it was a good show.
And guess what? Him just doing that, it affect everyone else. All those people that was acting in that show, right? Messing up their own money.
Right.
So, get that next link for me. The next link for me. Yeah, play this. And that lady right there, that's Jada Pinkett Mama, just so y'all know.
Oh, okay. I thought that was her for a second.
I was like, yo, she's
right. Yeah, that's her mama.
And I was so upset that I had to have a wedding. Yeah. I was so pissed.
I went
crying down the freaking aisle.
I'll get married. Yeah.
Cried the whole way. Didn't want to get married, but
we only got married because Gammy was crying.
I was under so much pressure, you know, being a young actress, young,
and I was just pregnant, and I was just like,
I didn't know what to do, but I just knew. I was like, I never wanted to be married.
That's a hoe. That's a hoe.
Biggie.
Hey, well, you know, sometimes I think he just be playing the part. Like, they be there talking. It's like she got a script, and he's just trying to act in and fill in the parts.
Hey, you know, that's crazy, too, you said that, because if you look at the whole conversation, right, the only person that was cracking up laughing was him.
Exactly.
That's him just resorting to, like, I guess, just to comfort himself,
right?
Right. He won't feel awkward out of place. Because if he doesn't laugh, he's going to, you know, everybody's going to see
exactly the emotions. I'm like,
and it seemed like he's the only one I think would want to be there.
Mm.
Right? Mm.
And ain't no telling. But, hey, it's kind of funny, too, because, like, Willow, the daughter, right, she was just looking dead at her mother, right? She didn't laugh or anything. Just shaking her head.
She's like, I wish this was over.
But she probably knows the BS that goes on in the house, right?
Behind the scenes, yeah.
Right, right. Go ahead and play it.
Horrible. It was a mess. Jada was sick. She was very unpleasant. Wouldn't cope because she was sick. She didn't cooperate with anything.
You were 6 months pregnant at the wedding.
No, I was
how many?
Three months
pregnant. I think he's stuck in that Fresh Prince mode.
A day in my life that I wanted anything other than being married and having a family.
Wow.
Thank
the good Lord.
Literally 5 years old, I was picturing what my family would be.
Wow.
Hey, you know what she said? Hey, thank the good Lord. She's like, that's like a telepathic communication between her and her daughter. Hey, we got one. Because, man, that's crazy.
Hey, go to the next link, what Willow Smith has said. What Willow Smith has said. Man, I was on the internet, right? It was one day, I couldn't find the video I was looking for, it, but there was a white girl. She said the first simp she ever met was her dad. All the simps, right? The first simp that she ever met was her dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it makes you think, because if you, as a father, has been a simp to your daughter, your daughter is going to know what a simp is, right? And then she's going to look after that. She's going to – it's this whole cycle is all going to be messed up, right?
Right.
Over that.
That's what you're going to end up with.
Right, right, right. And so it's just you're already teaching them an evil lesson already, right? So we have to make sure when I brought that scripture up, train the child away, she goes,
right.
We have to make sure that we're not simping over our kids,
yes,
especially,
sir.
Right? So this was a letter. Will Smith supposedly wrote a letter to Tupac, right? I'm not sure if this is all legit or not, but scroll down for me. Let's try to get the letter real quick. You might have to hit play. Let's see. Scroll back up and hit play. No. Go back down. Go down. Yeah, play that. Yeah.
You can become one of the biggest stars in Hollywood, squeaky clean.
You can
image.
Become one of the biggest
women
stars
love you
in
around the world,
squeaky
and
clean.
This is what's going on in your house. Your wife is
go
in love with a dead time. Man. Did Tupac? I know you are alive someplace. I think my mommy really misses you. Can you please come back? Can you come back so me and my mommy can be happy? I wish you were here. I really do. Tupac got killed in, what, 95, 96? Willow never met Tupac. Why is this little girl writing a letter to Tupac?
Right.
Why is Will Smith's daughter writing a letter to Tupac? What is being said in that house to get this little girl not writing Santa Claus, not writing Easter Bunny, writing Tupac?
In that letter, she said, please come back so my mama and I can be happy, right? So it makes you think, why is she not happy herself? Because it's obvious that the mother, she isn't happy.
Exactly.
In the household. And,
right.
And if she knows that at a young age, what's going to make the mother happy, then it's wrong already.
Man,
absolutely.
Will is definitely not making her happy.
Right.
But a dead man will make her happy.
Right, right.
So it's crazy right there. Give me Sirach chapter 33, verse 19.
It's the book of Sirach, chapter 33 and verse 19. Give not thy son and wife. I'm going to read that again. Give not thy son and wife, thy brother and friend, power over thee while thou livest.
Mm-hmm.
And give not thy goods to another.
Keep reading.
Lest it repent thee, and thou entreat for the same again.
Read down in 22.
As long as thou livest and hast breath in thee, give not thyself over to any. For better it is that thy children should seek to thee than that thou shouldest stand to their courtesy.
Mm-hmm.
In all thy works, keep to thyself the preeminence. Leave not a stain in thine honor. All
right, so you got the word preeminence up right there. It says the quality the quality or state of being preeminent, right? Or superiority, right? Scroll down a little bit for me. Synonyms, right? It says primeness, right? Superiority, supremacy, greatness, perfection, right? So obviously us as a man, right, we already know that we come first in the household, right? And so we understand that there's an order to the whole house. And so we're going to understand that these scriptures right here is letting us know that give not thy son and wife, thy brother and friend power over thee while thou livest. So we definitely know not to give our children, give them power over us, right?
Absolutely.
What's the point? What's the point of doing it? Like I had just brought up the dad being a simp to the daughter, right?
Right.
It's the same thing, right? Because that's what Will is doing in his household. He has gave the preeminence. He gave the whole other, everybody else in the household power over him, right?
You know, and with that comes total disrespect and disregard for him.
Right.
You see that for your daughter, to take up a pen and paper to write a letter to another man concerning her mom, you know, that's total disrespect, bro.
That nigga dead.
Yeah. You don't even know this guy, but you're going to write a letter because guess what? How did she know about him? Mommy has to be ranting and raving about that nigga up inside of the house.
Right.
And I mean, how low can you go?
Yeah.
You can't get more disrespected. I don't know what the
exactly
lust is, dealing with them. But, you know, give me Sirach 18.
Hey, and they also forget, too, that they're, everything that they've done, like,
where's
in the past, is still on the internet.
30. Hey, say it again with your brother here, bro.
Everything that they've done in the past is still on the internet.
Right.
Go ahead, give me that.
This is the book of Ecclesiasticus, chapter 18 and verse 30. Go not after thy lust, but refrain thyself from thine appetites.
So I don't know what lust this brother but read on.
If thou givest thy soul the desires that please her, she will make thee a laughing stock to thine enemies that malign thee.
This brother is a laughing stock on every platform. Mm-hmm. Everybody is talking about this brother like, bro, what are you doing? First, she's cheating on you and having interviews about it on national TV.
All right.
She got you talking about entanglements.
Right. What the hell is this?
Yeah, talking to the mic.
She got you slapping brothers on teeth now, and they were friends, right? You putting your hands on your own friends over this woman. He definitely needs to do some reevaluation about what's going on here.
Yeah, you know, that slap was about trying to regain some of his balls back. But the man ain't got your balls. It's the woman beside you.
Right.
You know, she's the one that you got your damn balls locked up somewhere.
Wow.
You know, that's crazy.
Hey, pull up that link I had just sent you, Othaniel. I just sent it to your Telegram. I just sent it to your Telegram. Hey, give me Proverbs chapter 12, verse 4 real quick.
Is it Proverbs 30?
No, Proverbs chapter 12, verse 4.
Okay. There's a book of Proverbs, chapter 12,
and
verse 4.
And just so y'all know, those listening, remember, this is not really just to get on them, right? It's to pretty much for men and women to understand that there are people out here like this, like a succubus and an incubus, who are out there destroying you, will destroy you, your whole soul, right? Just for their own lust, for their own gain. So let's make sure that when we dealing with these people, we need to make sure we're beware of that, all right? Proverbs chapter 12, verse 4.
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 12 and verse 4. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones.
All right, play this video for me real quick, please, sir.
All right, what do you think about this one?
You know, Steph Carell is coming to the table. She's going to be at the red table. Would you say she has been instrumental in you and I redefining our relationship?
I would say don't just start filming me without asking me.
Oh, my goodness.
If you could film
me. Steph, come help us again, please. I'm still dealing with foolishness. Would you say that she helped us heal?
Hey, pause it, right? So he didn't want to be filmed, but she started filming him, and so she asked him a question. And so once he told her about the filming thing, she said, oh, my goodness, look at this foolishness, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can just tell him, look at him, how something's going on with him. Like, you know,
he looked like he about to cry.
Yeah, right? He got crushed inside.
Hey, play it again. Go ahead.
Instead of take the damn camera and throw it through the damn door.
Would you say he is instrumental in you and not redefining our relationship?
I would say don't just start filming me without asking me.
Oh, my goodness.
If you could film me.
Sam, come help us again, please. I'm still dealing with foolishness.
Don't. Because she don't just.
Would you say that she helped us heal the hurts that we caused between one another?
My social media presence is my bread and butter, okay? So you can't just use me for social media and not, you know, don't just start rolling.
Please watch a stare at the red table because she's helped us a lot. Can't you tell?
All right, I'm not going to comment on their marriage.
All right, you can pause
that's
it.
Their business.
So read that again, Proverbs chapter 12, verse 4.
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 12 and verse 4. A virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh a shame is as rottenness in his bones.
So she that maketh a shame is rottenness to his bones. So she is shaming that man in public once again, and you can tell that he's actually rotten, deteriorating.
Yeah, she broke every bone in his damn spine.
She's breaking his back, huh?
Oh, man.
Nah, for real though, man. It's sad that it got to that point, but it's his own fault, right? Because he's not taking control, taking up for his own house, right? Give me Sirach chapter 25, verse 23. Actually, Proverbs chapter 23, verse 27. My bad. All right. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 27.
It's the book of Proverbs, chapter 23 and verse 27.
Mm-hmm.
For a whore is a deep ditch, and a strange woman is a narrow pit.
Hey, man, so a whore and a strange woman, you're going to be going in a pit, right? A complete ditch when you're dealing with these people, right?
And a strange woman is a narrow pit.
Mm-hmm.
She also lieth in wait as for a prey, and increaseth the transgressors among men.
So that's what a succubus does, right? They lie in wait for their own prey, right? And it says increasing the transgressors among men, right? So once they're done with you, they lead to the next man over and over. It's just a never-ending cycle, right? And so this is the same thing that happened with what Jada had did with August Alsina, right? That was the singer, and that's the one that she had an entanglement with, committed adultery, right?
Right.
And so there was a video about him saying that he gave her all to Jada, right? And so it's kind of the same thing. It's a never-ending cycle, right? So this woman is a deep ditch, right? This is something that we should especially avoid as men, right? Especially when we single brothers trying to prove new sisters and all that, we have to make sure we be careful on who we're proving, right?
Right.
Even in our own marriage, right? Same thing, right? Hey, you might think that you got a righteous wife, but guess what? Hey, it is what it is, right? Y'all had something?
You know, just to add on to what you're saying, you know, that woman is going to latch on to that reverence that you're trying to give to her, because it should be the other way around, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you slip and say, hey, I'm a reverend to this woman, she going to be, oh, hey, you going to worship me? I'm going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
She might not, you know, consciously say that, but, you know, you're in the subconscious.
That
yeah,
of course,
that's, exactly.
Hey, so, Jerusha, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
So that's like on American Gods, when they worship the sex god and then they fall into the box.
Right, you know, right.
Right up in there.
That's right.
Give me Proverbs chapter 14, verse 1. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 1.
This is the book of Proverbs, chapter 14 and verse 1. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands.
So she is literally plucking down her own house in by her own hands. That is what she's literally doing. Hey, pull up this Facebook video for me. I had just seen this, and it was kind of funny that, you know, it's not really funny, but it's just the way that some women are, and, you know, the modern woman, how they're acting. You know, Jada just doing that and publicizing it is teaching other young sisters how to act and do the same thing.
Absolutely.
So it's letting you know, like, where our generation, what is it, what's coming to it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Play this for me.
I've been divorced before. You know, my first marriage, we made all of the mistakes. Unfortunately, he passed away.
So why did you guys get a divorce?
Because I really wanted something different. It's very unfortunate because he was the most loving,
wow,
kind, person.
Because she wanted something different.
I had all the love and support that I could have ever wanted. But I think I went through a period wanting money. Like, I wanted to be with someone and be at a different level. And I saw him work all of the time. It's one thing to, like, work and work and work from, like, 4 a.m. to 10 p.m. at night, day in, day out, and still have no resources. And for me to work, do the same, and just want a different life.
So, long story short, you wanted a different life and lifestyle mm-hmm. than he was able to provide. And so you said, you know what, this, I'm out of here. I need more money.
I was selfish.
She can't say yes to no to that question right there, bro. And, hey, rewind it back. Rewind it back, bro.
Situation.
The woman just said, long story short, did you just divorce him for pretty much for money, right? And she cannot say yes or no. She just give a long, drawn-out answer. And so go ahead, play it.
Just want a different life.
So, long story short, you wanted a different life and lifestyle mm-hmm. than he was able to provide. And so you said, you know what, this, I'm out of here. I need more money.
I was selfish and took advantage of a real unfortunate situation, which was he loved me and David unconditionally, completely unconditionally. And when you love someone like that, you really accept their flaws and you accept less than what you should. So really, I should have been a better wife. Every time we saw each other, like, you knew that was your soulmate, right?
Oh, wow.
I mean,
so he was your soulmate.
It's hard because I knew how he still felt about me.
He just loved you.
He really did.
And you broke his heart. Oh, don't cry, too.
And why she hugged that woman?
Enablers, man.
Hey, bro, she should have never hugged that woman, bro, for real.
Enablers, hey.
Hey, the tears that got to her. I don't know why she hugged that woman at the end.
Hey, did she say he died?
Yeah, hey, supposedly he died a few months or so after the divorce because of that. Supposedly. I'm not sure if it's true or not, but go ahead, bro.
You know, give me 1 Timothy 6 and 6. Because, you know, part of her issue right there is, you know, greed, covetousness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 6 and verse 6. But godliness with contempt is great gain.
So,
contentment.
She, first of all, I mean, I don't know anything about her, but obviously there's no godliness there, because if you got married to your husband and you decide, say, hey, just because I want more, even though this man, you know, I'm sure he's probably providing what he can afford to provide, but because of your want, what your eyes have seen, you choose not to be content. Read the next verse.
For we brought nothing into this world, and it is a certain we can carry nothing out.
So, I mean, this should be basic understanding that, you know, what you don't have, you just don't have it, you know. And furthermore, when you go, you ain't going to take nothing with you. You understand? So you have a good husband, then what's better than that?
Right.
What else should you want?
Right.
You understand? What else you looking for out there, unless you that freaking deep ditch,
right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's crazy, too, man. She said that the brother was working a lot of hours,
right?
Supporting the lifestyle, and so she still wasn't content with that, right?
She said 4 a.m. to 10 p.m.
4 a.m. to 10 p.m., right? And she still wasn't happy with that, right? And she knew that the man loved her, and guess what? She still wanted more, right?
So this brother breaking his back,
right?
She still left.
Right. And it's crazy, too, man. I don't understand how a modern woman can get to some kind of self-entitlement like she has, right? Because there are more women in this world than men, right?
Right.
And so
right.
We should be definitely, I don't know why they think they could just have what they want, right?
Right.
We should be the ones that's requesting certain things out of women, right?
Exactly.
But they got it all flipped because guess what? The woman, you know, the whole reversal.
Yeah.
The woman, right? Right. And so it's sad, you know, how the modern woman is going in this world, right? So
yeah.
All praise to the Most High. We do have this truth, you know, to go against that, right?
All right.
So give me Sirach chapter 25, verse 23.
hey, officer, but in that day, they gonna learn.
Right.
Seven women. This the book of Sirach, chapter 25 and verse 23. A wicked woman abated the courage, maketh an heavy countenance and a wounded heart. A woman that will not comfort her husband in distress maketh weak hands and feeble knees.
Right. So a woman that will not comfort her husband in distress maketh weak hands and feeble knees. Right. So it's a thing that if you can't comfort your husband, you know, if he's in distress, right? But if you actually putting that stress on him, hey, it's wicked as hell, right? Because it says you're making weak hands and feeble knees. You are literally making that man deteriorate, right? It ain't the job, it's you, right? Because guess what? We all want to come to a house, right, with a loving and silent woman, right? That's what we want. The scriptures tell you that the Most High is giving women game all the time. Just be silent, right? Just cook, clean, all that. He's telling you what the man wants, but guess what? They don't do it, right? He gives them game, but they don't want to set the game, right?
That's right.
It is what it is, right? Keep reading.
Verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
Of the woman came the beginning of sin,
mm-hmm.
and through her we all die.
Mm-hmm.
Give the water no passage. Neither a wicked woman liberty to go abroad, to gad abroad.
Give the water no passage, right? So you brothers that are married, make sure you are not giving your wife the whatever she want to do, right? Give her no passage.
Right.
Hey, I know y'all had some type of things going on in the islands, right? Y'all weren't playing that, huh?
Say it again.
I'm saying back in the islands, y'all weren't playing that, right?
Oh, no. Yeah. I don't know about now. You know, the crimson, everybody's wearing that crimson clothing right now.
Yeah.
Everybody be like that man right there.
No,
you know?
Right. Read that again.
This is the book of Sirach, chapter 25, verse 23. A wicked woman abateth the courage, maketh an heavy countenance and a wounded heart. A woman that will not comfort her husband in distress maketh weak hands and feeble knees.
Give me Sirach, chapter 9, verse 8. Sirach chapter 9 verse 8.
It's the book of Sirach chapter 9 verse 8.
Remember, beware of a succubus, even an incubus, right? Beware of a succubus. Read.
Turn away thine eye from the beautiful woman,
mm-hmm.
and look not upon another's beauty.
Mm-hmm.
For many have been deceived by the beauty of a woman. For herewith love is kindled as a fire.
Right. So we see that we see these examples right here when we have been looked at a beautiful woman, right? And we're deceived by their beauty. We understand that, guess what? Death comes after that, especially if the woman is wicked, right?
Mm-hmm.
We see that, so we have to make sure that we're beware of that. So give me Judges chapter 16. Judges chapter 16. Let's get an example. An example of what happened to one of our forefathers.
Man, one thing I hate is that I put these tabs on my Bible.
16.
Start at 1.
This is the book of Judges, chapter 16 and verse 1. Then went Samson to Gaza and saw there a harlot and went in unto her.
So this is talking about Samson, right? You know, Samson, he was a very powerful man, right? Read.
And it was told the Gazites, saying, Samson is come hither. Samson has come hither, and they compassed him in, and laid wait for him all night in the gate of the city, and were quiet all the night, saying, in the morning, when it is day, we shall kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And Samson lay till midnight, and arose at midnight, and took the doors of the gate of the city, and the two posts, and went away with them, bar and all, and put them upon his shoulders, and carried them up to the top of the hill that is before Hebron.
Mm-hmm.
And it came to pass afterwards that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah.
So there go a woman. He loved a woman named Delilah. Go ahead.
And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, entice him, and see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him, and we will give thee, every one of us, 1,100 pieces of silver.
So this, the Philistines had came to Delilah, right? Pretty much bribing her, trying to figure out what Samson's strength is, right? So it lets you know that, you know, there are things that, you know, lust, right? Lust. What this woman lust was money, right? Mm-hmm. And guess what? She went with it. She went with the lust, you know, tried to destroy Samson. We're going to keep reading. Let's see what happened.
And Delilah said unto Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee.
And so remember, he loved this woman. Samson loved this woman, and so you think that the people that's closest to you ain't going to betray you, but guess what? They will, right? Same thing like with Judas and Christ, right? Over a few pieces of the silver. Read.
And Samson said unto her, if they bind me with seven green wits that were never dried, and then shall I be weak and be as another man.
Mm-hmm.
Then the lords of the Philistine brought up to her seven green whips, which had not been dried, and she bound him with them. Now there were men lying in wait, abiding with her in the chamber. And she said unto him, the Philistine be upon thee, Samson. And he brake the whips with as a thread of tow is broken when it toucheth the fire. So his strength was not known. And Delilah said unto Samson, behold, thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Now tell me, I pray thee, wherewith thou mightest be bound.
So Samson pretty much lies and says what it is that can bound him, right?
Right.
And so all of a sudden she ends up doing that same thing he said, right? You know, whatever it was, like the plant the greens, right? And so that ought to let you know that something is going on with this woman, right?
Exactly.
And so then she says, you have mocked me and lied, so tell me, pray thee, you know, what's, you know, how can I deal with the strength, right, of Samson, right?
Mm-hmm. And he said unto her, if they bind me fast with new ropes that never were occupied, then shall I be weak and be as another man. Delilah therefore took new ropes and bound him therewith, and said unto him, the Philistine be upon thee, Samson. And there were liars in wait abiding in the chamber, and he brake them from off his arms like a thread. And Delilah said unto Samson, hitherto thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Tell me wherewith thou might be bound. And he said unto her, if thou weavest the seven locks of my head with the web, and she fastened it with the pen, and said unto him, the Philistine be upon thee, Samson. And he awake out of his sleep, and went away with the pen of the beam and with the web. And she said unto him, how canst thou say I love thee, when thine heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these three times, and hast not told me wherein thy great strength lies.
So, hey, you got to think about it, too. Her stand is right now, you know, she probably had the smooth words, you know, right, talking mm-hmm, to him, right? Mm-hmm. She probably was maybe crying or whatever, you know, things like that, right?
The manipulation
right,
that
right.
comes behind it.
Right, right.
And it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him, so that his soul was vexed unto death.
So she pressed him daily with her words and urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death, right?
Wow.
So he's already getting annoyed and tired of it. Go ahead.
That was some strong love, though.
Yeah. Because
if after those three times you're going to see this woman trying to get you damn killed, and she pressing you just to find out what your strengths are.
Daily, so this could have been
yeah.
cool for months.
Man, mm-hmm. man, his soul was pretty much taken.
Hey, what, this is a scripture where it's like, give me any other wickedness but the wickedness of a
right.
woman,
right?
So let you know, man, just where his mind was at, just dealing with the woman.
That he told her all his heart and said unto her.
So he gave all, he told her all her heart, all his heart. Read.
There hath not come a razor upon mine head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she went and called for the lords of the Philistine, saying, come up this once, for he had showed me all his heart.
Hey. Right there, too, she also says that when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart. How does she know that she saw that he told her heart, all his heart, right? How does she perceive that, right?
Right.
It's obviously that when you're dealing with certain women, they're going to know that. They're going to know something about you that you're giving your everything to.
Exactly.
Them. They're going to see that.
Hey, spill all his beans, spill his guts.
Right. Go ahead.
And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she went and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up this once, for he had shewed me all his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hand. And she made him sleep upon her knees. And she called for a man, and she caused him to be shaved, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, the Philistine be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord that the Lord was departed from him.
Yeah, he didn't know that the Lord had departed from him, right?
But the Philistine took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass. And he did grind in the prison house.
So he was being put in the prison house. Guess why? Because of the woman he loved, right? You got to understand that these women are something else. You got to understand that who you're dealing with. We have to make sure that we watch them daily, right?
Hey, officer.
Yes, sir.
What she did may have went over some people's head, too.
What you got? What you going to say?
Said she made him sleep.
Sleep
on her knees.
You got to watch that.
Right. Eric, come lay your hand on me. I know you're tired. I know you've been tired. You had a long day. I got you, baby. I got you. Go ahead.
Albeit, the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. Then the lords of the Philistine gathered them together for to offer a great sacrifice unto Dagon, their god.
Jump to verse 24.
Verse 24. And when the people saw him, they praised their god, for they said, Our God hath delivered into our hands our enemy and the destroyer of our country, which slew many of us.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah.
And it came to pass, when their hearts were merry, that they said, call for Samson, that he may make us sport.
Call for Samson so he can maybe sport for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do what he does, right? So we can just all laugh at him.
We got many Samsons today, though.
Right, so he can be a laughing stock among his enemies, right?
That's right.
Read.
That he may make a sport, and they called for Samson out of the prison house, and he made them sport, and they set him between the pillars. And Samson said unto the lad that held him by the hand, suffer me that I may feel the pillars whereupon the house standeth, that I may lean upon them. Now the house was full of men and women.
Jump to verse 28.
Verse 28. And Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars upon which the house stood, and on which it was borne up of the one with his right hand, other with his left. And Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all his might, and the house fell upon the lords and upon all the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in his life. Then his brethren and all the house of his fathers came down and took him.
All right. So all praise to the Most High. So y'all can see that, you know, especially when you're dealing with certain people, especially close to you, right? A succubus or an incubus, right? We have to understand that these people are, they have evil spirits among them, and they're going to be feasting after your own soul, your own spirit, right?
All
right. Just for their own lust, their own gain. So we have to make sure that we're being careful on who we are dealing with. So as you can see what Delilah did with Samson, And so, of course, the Most High, all praise to the Most High, had mercy upon Samson so he can kill all the Philistines, right? Kill all them in the house, right? So, hey, all praise to the Most High. Lord's will, some of you had got something from this, right? And so this wasn't anything to, you know, really bash on the whole house of Will Smith, but there was, we had to get information out of it so the people can see that, you know, these spirits that a lot of people are dealing with, we have to make sure that we're being careful on who we're dealing with, right?
That's right.
Y'all have
any? Follow the scriptures, right?
Right, right.
The scriptures is written for our learning, so they can show you how your house is out of order
and things that you need to correct it.
Right, right. You have anything else, Benji?
No, sir. I'm going to leave it at that.
All right. All praise to the Most High, y'all. Hey, thank you for tuning in to the Power Hour this Sabbath. Make sure y'all tune in for Wednesday for the Power Hour Plus with Deacon Yasha, all right? All praise to the Most High. Shalom, Israel, Most High, and Christ bless.
Most High, Christ bless. Shalom.
Israel is back. We back. Israel is back. We got back. The nations running here because Israel is back. All lies on us because we keeping them low. When the Lord returns, Babylon will fall. Three steps solid. We got them on lock. God's chosen people with Christ as our rock. Israel is back.
We back.
Israel is back.
We back.
You heathen, get ready for our whip to crack.
Damn.